The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
That's what people expect of you. That's what they want from you. And that's what they deserve to get from you. So, yes, when it's strangers, of course.
Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81, the comedian who lasted 5 decades in a very, very tough business. She will be buried on Sunday. A lot of people talking about Joan Rivers and some of her funny moments and how she was able to reinvent herself. Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you doing out there across those flyover states, nooks and crannies and everywhere in between? I realize today that I have lived in every section of the country in a very short amount of time. That's why I love doing this show, because I can relate to North Carolina barbecue versus Texas barbecue. I can relate to Rocky Mountain oysters, which I had for the first time actually in California, but there's a lot of places where you can get Rocky Mountain oysters. They brag about them there, though. And, of course, they come from the land of cheesesteak and pizza and, you know, New York, Philadelphia, and spent great times in the Midwest, too, as well. I think one of my favorite foods, for all of you listening who have been through Nebraska, is a thing called a runza. Ever have a runza? They have these things called runza huts. And, you know, actually, I thought they were pretty good. It's like this rolled up, you got cabbage and ground beef in it, and it's a unique taste, and it's very unique to Nebraska. And every time I went through, people from Nebraska would, when, as I've gone through there, they'd ask me to bring them back some runzas. So there you go. We've got some interesting breaking news. There's been a new package of proposed European Union sanctions against Russia, and it's being considered. This is one of the many things happening now, one of the many conversations. One of the other things that will be an offshoot to this very, very big, big meeting is going to be what's going on with ISIS and who's going to be along for the ride, meaning we won't fight this. The U.S. doesn't want to fight it alone. So who's going to be on board with it besides England, as we already know? Who else? What are the other people in the coalition who are willing to step forward? The president said he believes the United States will secure an international coalition to do that, as this rapidly growing terrorist group operating in Iraq and Syria continues to do some of the most unthinkable things. A lot of European countries are worried about foreign fighters that have gone down to Iraq and Syria and have signed up. We've seen that with the United States. Now we're still talking about airstrikes in Syria and talking about where we actually go in a united front from this point moving forward. Just a little bit of the conversation. Because remember, you've got NATO involved in this whole thing. You had Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and a White House counterterrorism advisor travel to the Middle East to try to figure out the support in that area for anti-ISIS, for an anti-ISIS coalition. So they're trying to feel this out before they just dive head first into it, which, you know, makes it even that much more, I think, intriguing to see what emerges in the next month. Is it going to look very different from what it looks like now? And the answer is it could. It could look very different. Closer to home, because we've been looking at ISIS all week long and we'll continue to do that. Closer to home, minimum wage and whether or not it should be jacked all the way to 15 or beyond, that's part of what's become the rallying cry for many people who work in cities, especially with powerful unions. Here's a little bit about why you can't, and these are people that are just being asked about it, why you can't live off what you're paying if you have a fast food job.
Can't pay your bills, can't raise your kids.
15 is not too bad because you got people out here that's only living off a fast food job and have to support their families.
You know, it's interesting because I noticed that in a lot of the fast food jobs, it's not necessarily, families being supported on the fast food jobs. It used to be that that was a job a teenager got, and it helped them get through the summer or helped them save for school or whatever it might be. And now these are jobs that people are living on or trying to use it as one of the jobs that they're living on. And then the argument becomes, well, is that what a minimum wage job typically should be? And the answer is, for a lot of people in the country who are just down and out and are desperate to try to get something, because despite all the fact that we keep hearing that there's jobs, 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 it's the opposite of what many are saying when they go out and they look and they're one of 100 people who have applied for two jobs. There was just a woman in New Jersey who, you know, God rest her soul, was trying to help her kids get through school, and she was juggling four jobs. She fell asleep in the car, parked in the parking lot to go get some coffee in the local Wawa store, and she died. They found her, and the reason was that exhaustion and the fact that she had the car going and just fell out, and they could not resuscitate her. And how awful is that? She had four kids. So there are absolutely people out there who are struggling to make a living, who are struggling to figure out how they can juggle jobs and family and not having support. And I think the minimum wage outcry is an interesting debate to have as to how high does it go, where is the money earmarked coming from that, and what do the local franchisees think of? Because a lot of times the ability to move away, certainly the ability to move a wage, is in the hands of the people who own some of those really profitable franchises, where, as the saying goes, they're practically printing money. And I know there are some folks that are in that business who are so grateful because they sunk what little they had into it, and it's in some cases it's exploded to the point where they can't believe how much they're pulling in. And so they offer incentive programs for the people who work for them. That was one of the Howard Schultz things. The guy who started Starbucks was to give the employees insurance, even if they were part-time, and to give them incentives. Now they're talking about even sending people to school who work for Starbucks, of whatever it is that they wanted to ultimately do in the future, and award some of them scholarships, which I think is a brilliant idea. But the fast food industry is different from other industries, and there are many industries across the board that use the measuring stick of what is the minimum wage and what is the job that they're doing. We're never going to ever solve, I really believe that, solve the argument over it, because there's two completely different schools of thought. Hey, stay with us. We just got started. We're booted to the other side here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. senses, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you do want me, give me a discount. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling good and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Huge news out of CBS this week. We were just talking about it on our last show, making a giant decision that's going to cost them billions of dollars. And you know what it is? In case you didn't hear us and in case you haven't heard, they're pulling tobacco. Tobacco. They're pulling it off the shelves. Do you believe it? Nina Newberry is in our virtual green room. She's a marketing and leadership expert. Nina, welcome to the show. And how, from your point of view, how big is this for this company to take this leap?
Well, it is a bold move. I think if you look at it in the context of what their total sales are, I mean, they sell $137 billion each year. So they've got a $2 billion potential loss from moving away from tobacco. But if you look at the other side of it in terms of the impact to the marketplace and consumers and potential partnerships, I think it really sends a big message in terms of reinforcing the values of the organization and really promoting healthy habits, which is a pretty big deal right now.
So do you imagine that they were sitting around a boardroom, and I call it spitballing, where it's ideation, you're thinking, where can we go, what should we do, we want to change the face of the company, and they decided, health, this is what we're going to do. We're going to focus on promoting health and healthy habits, and certainly that would be a bold move in that direction, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to think about this in the context of what's going on in healthcare. So healthcare is definitely going retail. It's not just your traditional hospitals and on-site clinics anymore. So places like CVS are much more of a resource for consumers to get vaccinations and other preventive care. So it really does open up a whole other ballgame, and especially with all the healthcare reform that's going on too. So jumping on this piece around healthy habits and reinforcing that, but also when you look at what CVS has done, they have partnered with over 40 health systems, you know, including hospitals, you know, to help run some of their clinics. And so they've got a pretty big strategy around this. So whatever they're going to lose on the tobacco front, they can, you know, certainly got a big opportunity to gain in terms of some of these clinics and other ways that they're partnering. And the fact that Walgreens and others aren't following suit, this gives them an opportunity to truly distinguish themselves and send a bolder message.
Yeah, how about the name change? So you go from CVS Caremark to CVS Health. What are the pros of that?
Well, I think your average consumer isn't really going to notice a whole heck of a lot of difference, because when you look at the signs that they're going to have, they're not going to make any changes there. So Caremark is really referring to a pretty big source of revenue for them around pharmacy benefits management. But, you know, when you add health to the end of CVS instead of Caremark, I think it again, aligns with the values, the mission, the message that they're trying to send. And so, you know, I think the real opportunity here is how they continue to do that and build on it to differentiate themselves. So I think there's a real opportunity here, but I think your average consumer is probably not going to notice a whole heck of a lot of a difference.
Yeah, do you think one of the, you were talking about, it's, you know, that partnership with the 40 health systems, how big that is. You know, so is that the idea that eventually in our brains and our minds, when we start to think of CVS, yeah, you can go get a bag of licorice, or you can go pick up that emergency half gallon of milk, but guess what? Maybe this is where I need to go to have my pharmacy needs met too. Maybe I'll just, wherever I'm picking up pills or medicines, I'll just make sure it's all at CVS, because I think of health when I think of CVS. And plus they have 32 clinics. They opened like 32 clinics last quarter, and they want to keep pushing that. So is that the idea, brand that in our head?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, you know, they've got a lot of retail locations. I think their challenge is going to be, how do they really allocate the space, you know, based on the revenue that they're trying to generate. But I think for your average consumer, when you think about the kinds of things they're going to CVS for, it's convenient to go there. There are lots of locations, and it's a lot easier to get in and out. And so I think the more they add, you know, beyond just vaccinations and flu shots, also one of the things that they're doing is focusing on helping track, you know, chronic illnesses too. So really being able to be a resource for that. So absolutely, it is shifting the mindset for the consumer around, here's a place where I can go to take care of my health in a proactive way. So
we're speaking with Nina Newberry. She is a marketing and leadership expert consulting large Fortune 500 companies. This would certainly be one of them, on marketing strategy and leadership. And usually when you take a leap like this, you definitely have people around you. It's not something that they took lightly. They probably thought about this for a while, don't you think?
Yeah. So, you know, I coach a lot of leaders on big decisions. And so there are typically two different levels that you look at decision making on. One is just the facts, right? The data, the market share, the financials, what's really going on that landscape. And then the other piece that you look at is, what's the impact? Right. So what kind of buy-in is going to be required? How's this going to impact the consumer? What kind of politics are going to be involved here? Can I get the support of the right individuals to really be successful? So, you know, you can look at the numbers and just purely look at it from that standpoint. But looking at that other piece really helps you think through, does this strategy truly make sense? And what else do I need to anticipate as I'm moving forward? And how does that inform my overall approach?
Yeah. And so the idea, obviously, as we've talked about the whole time here, is focusing on promoting health and preventative care and clinics and all of that. So we mentioned this at the top, the potential $2 billion loss, but what's the upside? Eventually they can recoup that and see it maybe soar.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing I want to point out, you know, which you may or may not be aware of, is that, you know, there's a lot going on in the marketplace in terms of thinking about health. Childhood obesity is a big deal. I don't know if you're aware that this younger generation coming up is the first who may not outlive their parents. So there's some real issues here. And consumers also look to large corporations to be socially responsible. So when we talk about, you know, making a bold statement that, hey, we are not going to sell tobacco products anymore, that really has an overall impact. So I think those are two other pieces that really need to be considered in terms of the power of the message and the opportunity here, both in terms of positioning them in a more effective way with healthcare organizations they could partner with, but also to the individual consumer who's looking at them saying, okay, what are they doing? What's the message you're sending? And is this an organization that I can personally relate to and would be willing to, you know, buy more from?
Yeah. And their competition would be other big pharmacies like Walgreens, et cetera, where they are carrying tobacco, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And so far, none of those competitors are following suit.
Yep. So actually, that's good for CVS.
Yeah, I think it gives them an opportunity to continue to convey the message out there. And there are other retail organizations as well. So like Walmart is a big one, too. You know, Walmart, mm-hmm. Target, others that offer kind of those pharmacy services in addition to, you know, independent places like this.
Do you think it was a strategic thing when they were mentioning they were going to start it in October and they decided, we're going to go do it now? Is that kind of a good thing to do? Kind of, you know, the rumor was out there and it had already seeped out and I'm sure that was planted. And then, boom, we're going to go ahead and do that a little bit earlier. And all of a sudden, hey, this is what we're doing now. And they pull it all off the shelves and replace it and make it kind of an interesting strategy to sort of top themselves and do it earlier.
Yeah, well, their comment was that, you know, they were running out of some product, and that's why they ended up doing it. I mean, we can argue back and forth in terms of why they really did it. But I think the fact that, you know, they did it a month earlier than anticipated gives them a lot more attention. Attention and focus is like, wow, okay, this is a bolder move. So I think to capitalize on that is a good thing because I think overall there's a pretty positive message in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Though you may have some people that were used to, because, you know, we're creatures of habit, people who smoke and maybe they've struggled trying to quit or whatever, and they usually go to the CVS on the way home or it's around the corner. But overall, I would think that you would probably in the end gain more people maybe. And you offer other things, like we just said, you know, make them synonymous with health. So that I think can make mm-hmm. a huge difference in the marketplace. And that's what it's all about when you're competing against so many others who are trying to own that space. Nina Newberry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies across this great country, or perhaps outside our borders? I'm starting to get a lot of emails from people all over the place, and including in some of the Caribbean islands. Yeah, we just had a call the other night from the Bahamas, but I'm getting emails from that direction too, so very, very cool. In case you missed it, football is officially back on because the Thursday night game kicked things off with a win for the Seattle Seahawks over the Green Bay Packers. They, of course, won the Super Bowl last year. And will they repeat as champs? That's part of the conversation. Also part of the conversation is Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81, as I mentioned at the top. She was a breakthrough person because, let's face it, there was very few women in comedy when she broke through, and that was in the 50s and the 60s, and she had a very, very successful career with some bumps and lots of hits along the way. But the family of Joan Rivers, very surprised by this because she was at a clinic and she was having a procedure done. And then suddenly, it was just a week ago, she was under cardiac arrest and being rushed to the hospital. She was on life support. So this was an outpatient clinic. And she was having a procedure when that happened. Melissa Rivers, her daughter, said she passed away peacefully in the afternoon, surrounded by family and close friends. She had to be taken to the hospital after she stopped breathing at the clinic, the Yorkville clinic, last Thursday. So the medical examiner's office is investigating the death officially of Joan Rivers. The New York State Department of Health is investigating the matter, too, as well. And we'll see what happens there. But it was a crazy thing because she was undergoing minor elective surgery at the clinic when she had that cardiac arrest. And that's scary. Boy, that is scary, scary stuff. All right, so many of you had things to say about Joan Rivers, all kinds of different things in our email bag. So without further ado, let's check your letters.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Audie. Audie, that's kind of a cool name. Audie says, Kate, very, very sad, Joan Rivers. I listen to the show, just so you know. I'm in Missouri. I never call, but I always listen. And I think you're probably a very bright person. It's fun. Thank you so much for providing me with some laughs along the way, too. But Joan Rivers, I thought, was a pretty funny lady. And it wasn't very nice the way that she was treated, maybe because she has a little bit of an edge. But as she said, that's how women are usually marked when they're aggressive. I think that Joan Rivers will be remembered for many, many moments, some of them good, some of them not quite as good. But, hey, she was a breakthrough artist to be sure, and the world will miss her clever kind of comedy. You know, I saw a thanks for that note. There was some kind of, maybe it was 3 years ago, because my mother was still alive and we watched it, and there was some kind of a documentary that was done about Joan Rivers, and I thought, ugh, here we go. I love documentaries. So we put it on, and it was actually really interesting. She had in her house, like, every joke she'd ever written, it was cataloged. It was in a card catalog. Okay, here's some jokes, pulling out the material. And it was crazy. It was to hear her tell the jokes and say, oh, yeah, I remember this. She, like, knew. It was like she was a player who knew every single play in the playbook. And that just stuck with me. Wow, she did this over and over again, and she knew. She knew where these jokes were and the jokes she could tell for certain audiences. All right, we got a ton of them for Joan Rivers, but I'll just go through one more. This one from Michael, who says, my wife really liked Joan Rivers. I don't think she started out liking her. She's only in her 40s. We're both in our 40s. But we got turned on to her when we were watching The Apprentice. I think she took a lot of heat, and then she ended up winning the thing. And you could tell that Donald Trump had some respect for her. And I really believe that deep inside, even though you never know with any kind of a celebrity, because how do you know? You don't really know him. She seemed like she cared about the people around her, and that's what counts, besides laughter that she provided probably for so many people. All right, touche. Well said. If it's, you know, if someone can make you laugh, let's just say we went through this whole thing with Robin Williams. That's the thing. If you take something away from whatever performance it is, it's unique to you. And comedians come in all varieties, right? What I think is funny, you might not think is funny. And I'm all about trying to learn the joke, because Dan knows when he calls in and tries to pass on a few jokes to me, or my nephew, who's 13, who tries to tell me a few jokes, hoping I'll remember them and I'll be able to pull them out and use them sometime. Now, onto more serious fare. This one from Jake in Austin. Katie Kate, here is my email. I haven't been around, so I haven't been able to listen to the show, but I started back up again when I came back into town, back into Austin. And I have to tell you that everything I hear, read, see about Islamic State is frightening. They seem more aggressive, although that's a weird and stupid thing to say, perhaps, than Al-Qaeda. Maybe it's just that they have more money, more machinery, and the manpower that's willing and able to just cut off the heads of children, do public executions and crucifixions, and not even worry about the repercussions of it. What are they trying to prove here? I think they want to take over as much territory as they possibly can. Well, I think the same. I think the same thing. I think what's scary is the executions, what they're doing, what they did in Syria, what they're doing in Iraq. I mean, they just have no mercy for somebody who doesn't follow them. It's almost like, what do you do if you have a family? Now you know and you've seen and you've heard and you didn't escape. And then they come up to you and it's basically, okay, you do what we want. And if you don't, then we're going to, you know, kill your children or we're going to do something else to your family. So are people just temporarily doing that? I mean, it's very disturbing, the rampage. The rampage of the whole thing is absolutely. Here's another one from Billy listening to us in Florida. He says, Kate, we just got your show maybe 2 months ago in Sarasota. Good job. I really like it. Hats off to the station for picking you up. And, of course, SWSRQ. I was on one of their talk shows, Susan Nyland. It was really a lot of fun to be a guest on that afternoon show. But anyway, going on to say, what's the deal with all the Americans who have decided they're going to join ISIS and take up arms or sabers or whatever it is against Americans and other Westerners? I think that is incredibly, incredibly wrong and incredibly sad. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. It's sad. Can you police people's behavior? No, we live in a free society in the United States. So, and in other places where people can come and go, if they want to join up with ISIS and fight, they can take their chances on being killed. But that's what's happening. And here's what the scary part is. So if I'm the Islamic State, absolutely, you want Americans and Brits and whoever else to come and join. Teach them your methods and then hope they take them home. And that's what's alarming. And that's where they have to find these people and trace them. Because if not, like the student visas that expire, how easy would it be to come back into the United States and, lie in wait and figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to honor the training you had by the Islamic ISIS guys? I mean, it's frightening. There's not much more I can say. And what really raised the red flags is when this Doug MacArthur McCain, the 33-year-old guy, remember him from the Midwest? He was the first American that was killed while fighting for ISIS. I mean, there's your reminder that this is beyond a terror group who we don't know. It could be somebody in your own town who is disenfranchised and wants to join what they're doing, which I find so hard to believe. They come up with an ideology. They have strategic capability. And it's beyond, I think, anything that we've seen, even beyond Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is more than a terror group. And they have global plans. And I hope that that meeting with the people that are involved, the countries that are involved in stopping this, happen sooner rather than later, because it's all part of the mix of this meeting that Obama is at on happening right now on Thursday and Friday, and it couldn't be more key in trying to get other people on board to figure out what we can do to fight against ISIS in Syria and in Iraq, and how do we stop them. I mean, they have to have a soft spot somewhere. Every enemy has some kind of an Achilles heel. So what is it that will make them suffer the setbacks, rather, that they need to suffer so that we all roll on and we're not looking at video that has to be authenticated of another American being beheaded? You got to breach this group. And how do you breach this group? You assimilate. You get people that are good at the languages, who know what to do. Key, key, key. Because the pace of who they're accepting, there might be a few little holes that somebody could get into, and then we could figure out what's going on. Intelligence, intelligence, intelligence. They have Humvees, 200 to 300 of them, they say. They've got all kinds of weaponry. They are ready to go, and they are rolling and trying to get closer and closer to Baghdad. Ugh, frightening. Hey, if you have any thoughts you want to share them, send them to me. Be part of the mailbag. AmericaTonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Michael Steele wants to be a football player, and that's all he wants. And he wants the opportunity to be that, and he's getting that. He got that by being drafted by the Rams, and he's getting that by being picked up and being on the practice squad with the Cowboys. And that's all we wanted to make sure, is that everyone has that opportunity. And I think he's been welcome to have that opportunity. We understand everybody in this league is held to a higher standard, and I think that's what's been demonstrated most recently through the domestic violence, is people expect more from the NFL. And that, when we have the privilege of being part of this game, we have to meet that bar. And we're going to.
Roger Goodell talking about everything that is the NFL. It opens with a loud explosion on Thursday in Seattle. The fans go crazy. They unroll the banner proclaiming them Super Bowl champs from last year. 36-16, knocking off the Green Bay Packers. What else is new? The defense was smothering, sacked three times, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for Green Bay. So the NFL is with us. A quick reminder for all of you that we do this thing called Nail the Score. It is on Wednesdays in our final segment of the second hour. It's so easy. Here's what we do. The game of the week is chosen. You pick a side, who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, woohoo! You win the prizes. Dave in Vermont did it. Chris in Connecticut did it. In a 6-year span. So it's really hard to nail the score, but pretty cool if you do nail it. It's like picking lottery numbers. You don't have to like football. It's just fun to participate. You can also send us, once the game is announced, you can send us your guess, or you can hit us up on Pal Talk and I'll get it that way. So there's three ways to get it in, and you only have that segment, so you have to act quickly. Therefore, everybody's happy because we talk about all kinds of things here on America Tonight. A lot of times the focus is the water cooler buzz, the politics of the day that infuriate all of us. So we lighten the load and we have some fun with America's favorite pastime, and that is football. You heard what Roger Goodell had to say there about Michael Sam. Michael Sam makes the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys. There was a lot of conversation about the NFL jumping on the phone lines and calling teams to gauge their interest in possibly signing Michael Sam to the practice squad. And that created a little bit of a ripple, because were they pushing him, not wanting him not to be able to be given an opportunity after he didn't make the St. Louis Rams roster? And that had nothing to do with anything other than there was, I think, someone better than him, and they were carrying 9 defensive players. So that's how I look at that from that point of view. But if Sam makes the Cowboys, makes the team, he is the breakthrough guy. I mean, he's the first openly gay football player actually playing football for the NFL, not somebody who is retired. So this is the label that he'll carry around. But with the Rams, I give them credit because I don't think they really cared either way. It wasn't about that. It's about winning for Jeff Fisher. He knows that's the gig. And there just was somebody, one, that was much better, that was going to make that team. And even the practice squad, he wasn't going to be signed to the practice squad. So good news for the NFL, because that's one nightmare they don't have to battle. They don't have to answer the question of, was it have anything to do with that, or the back and forth. They don't even have to worry about it. Roger Goodell mentions the domestic violence policy they now have. It's interesting because this broke last week. It happened exactly a week ago. And the domestic policy, people forget this, he sent letters to all the team owners saying that if somebody violated it the first time, so they had some incident, hit somebody, whatever it is, they would get 6 games. The second time, banned, but they could ban from the game, but they could apply to be reinstated. There's so much gray area in that. Because what if, you know, domestic violence is horrific, and there's just no way you should lay hands on a woman, and all of you guys know that. Even if the woman is crazy, has done something, whatever, it doesn't matter. Or you're in this heated, passionate thing, and it gets out of control. You cannot do that. But sometimes there is that small percentage where something crazy happens and it's not on the guy, it's completely on the woman. Then what do they do? And what do they do if the police get involved? I think for the police, if they respond to any of these things and it happens to be somebody in the NFL, they better really substantiate what's happening, because it's going to get tricky as they try to interpret now what is becoming the policy for the NFL that wasn't signed off by the Players Association, by the way. And already they've got a problem with Ray McDonald, a defensive player, who last weekend was, in fact, booked for domestic violence charges, and they're investigating it. He says everybody will see the truth when it comes out, but he allegedly attacked a pregnant woman. So there are some things already that are being dealt with. And this comes on the heels of, if you don't know the story, imagine this for a second. Even if you know nothing about football, I'm going to take you back to this, to Atlantic City. And it's in an elevator. Ray Rice, who plays for the Baltimore Ravens, but he could be any man, he's in the elevator and he knocks his fiance unconscious. He drags her by her hair. This woman went on to marry Ray Rice, and now is his wife. There was no domestic violence policy, but the commissioner, in his infinite wisdom, decided to suspend Ray Rice for all of 2 games. So men, women, everybody outraged. Some of you called the show to talk about it, and Of course, this was to talk about what happened with Ray Rice. This because the policy hadn't happened or his letter to the owners hadn't come out. But two games for what happened with Ray Rice. Now they're saying six games. And it's very, very gray. I want to see what happens with that San Francisco 49er star. I mean, they've already got problems on their defense, but it's more about the domestic violence charge and what the witnesses say, because there was witnesses there and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting that Goodell, good for him, he admitted he screwed up. He sent a letter out and he admitted he screwed up, that he didn't handle the situation right, and he didn't. And you can't go back in time, and he can't go back on the whole Ray Rice thing, but I bet you he would love to be able to go back on the Ray Rice thing. But for now, that's not possible. Moving forward, it's six games. And then, as I said, the second time offender would get a lifetime ban. Can you imagine? It's going to be an interesting season, my friends, in the NFL, both on the field, I think, and off the field. It's a great fair or foul because I can see the gray shades in it and I can see problems that could stack up. And I would just say that any of these players that find themselves in the wrong kind of situation, and they're not in the wrong, they need to get out of that situation immediately. And if I was a coach, that's what I would advise. You cannot put yourself around or in situations with strangers and put yourself in the position of being vulnerable. So pretty crazy to hear the commissioner there. Michael Sam has a great chance to make the Cowboys roster, bouncing back to the first thing that he talked about. And a lot of people are going to be watching closely to see how this all turns out because of what it may mean, I guess, for future players. And it was just inevitable if you look at society now that this was going to happen. And so it did happen. It did happen. One last thing, since we've kind of whipped into sports, Roger Federer defeats Guy Monfils, the French star. It looked like he was going to take down the king of tennis, but didn't do it. It went the full distance, five sets, and it was pretty exciting stuff. It will never equal, though, the ratings, as much as I love tennis. It will never equal the ratings of any of the NFL games, week in and week out, no matter what television you watch. I guarantee Sunday Night Football, especially on the Peacock Network, really will stack up against it. But anything having to do it with the NFL will draw people in and will get ratings compared to any other sport. And that includes soccer for all of you soccer fans. Hey, thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.